Good morning, everybody. So glad to be with you. Glad to be with you this morning back at WWDBAM. We are Talk 860, and I'm your host for this portion of our broadcast day for this show, The Inside Scoop at WWDB. Good morning, everybody who's checking us out this morning. I want to say good morning to Sheree Darden. She is the publisher and the proud owner of Scoop USA Media. Scoop USA Media is responsible for The Inside Scoop, this radio program being broadcast here at WWDB. So shout out, Sheree Darden, Madam Publisher. Good morning to you. And good morning to each and every one of you that chooses to check out Talk 860, WWDBAM. Now, today on the program, in just a few minutes or so, we should be connecting with a young woman by the name of Kiami Warren. She's the education coordinator for the Overbrook Environmental Education Center, and they've got a wonderful, wonderful, thriving community symposium that is coming up next week, October the 17th through the 19th. And so Ms. Warren is expected to join me on the air in just a matter of moments by way of Zoom. So we should see her and hear her as she talks with us about the Overbrook Environmental Education Center and this wonderful symposium they've got coming up next week, October the 17th through the 19th. And guess what? The best cost ever. It is free. It is a free 3-day event convening at the Academy of Natural Sciences downtown Philadelphia, right? That's what's up. That should be a great, great event. And we want to spread the word and tell people about it. It is a free event, and we want the community to come out and be a part of it. This week is Med Week. Med Week is underway. City of Philadelphia Department of Commerce doing their thing. Med Week is underway, and we're excited about everything that they have coming out for Med Week this year. Now, for those of you who are saying, well, Med Week, what's Med Week? It's Minority Enterprise Development Week. Woo-hoo! Minority Enterprise Development Week. It is a national observance that recognizes the outstanding achievements of minority business enterprises, MBEs. The event also honors corporations and financial institutions that support minority business development. The 40th annual Philadelphia Med Week is providing minority business owners with connections and resources to help you grow, right? This year's theme, investing in the future. 40 years of helping minority businesses lead the way. And so throughout the week, organizations will have a number of different events. There's some hybrid networking events. There's panel discussions. There's workshops. Business owners are the heartbeat of Philadelphia's economy. And so the Commerce Department is saying, come on out and join them this week to support minority-owned businesses with capacity-building efforts. And so just a couple of the things that are happening. Let me see. I'm looking at the calendar today. It's Wednesday, October the 9th. So doing business with PHA, that's 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at the Philadelphia Housing Authority at 2013 Ridge Avenue. That event is tonight. And then another event happening on this date, October the 9th, Art into Income, Monetizing Your Artistic Talents. Philadelphia City Councilman Curtis Jones Jr., who was a guest on this program last Wednesday to billboard this activity that he is hosting. It's going to be at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, 2600 Benjamin Franklin Parkway. That is on tonight. That's tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Art into Income, Monetizing Your Artistic Talents. And that, too, is a part of the umbrella of activities happening all week for Med Week 2024. This is the 40th annual Med Week observance in Philadelphia and across the nation. And yeah, if I sound like I'm a little excited, I am. I am excited about Med Week 2024. Another activity we want to tell you about, and this one is an online event, Boosting Sales Through Online Presence. That's 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. It's a one-hour online event tomorrow, October the 10th. If you want to be online and check out that workshop, Boosting Sales Through Online Presence. And then another event, let me share this one with you. This is happening tomorrow, October the 10th. Generational Wealth, Business Mentorship to Ownership. That's 10 a.m. till 12 noon at Jacob's Restaurant and Catering. That's tomorrow at 7152 Ogontz Avenue, October the 10th, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Another part of the activities happening all week long for Minority Enterprise Development Week. Thank you, City of Philadelphia Department of Commerce, for all you do and for certainly hosting probably, I believe, the very best Med Week observance across the nation happens right here in Philadelphia. I am believing that's what's up. I'm looking at my clock now, and it says we're at 8:08 in the morning. Our guests should join us momentarily by Zoom or perhaps by telephone to promote and talk about the Overbrook Environmental Education Center and an event that they're hosting next week. It's called Thriving Community Symposium, Promoting Sustainable, Healthy, and Safe Environments. And that's happening October the 17th through the 19th. It's going to be taking place at the Academy of Natural Sciences, downtown Philadelphia. It's a three-day event, and it's the best price ever. It's free, F-R-E-E. All right, so we should be talking with Ms. Warren. She is the education coordinator for the Overbrook Environmental Education Center. She should be connecting with us in just a moment or two, and we look forward to talking with her. Let me also tell you, you know what? It's Wednesday, right? Last time I checked, it's Wednesday, TJ. That means it's Walk-In Wednesdays. Walk into a new career. Join the team at Rivers Casino. They have a Walk-In Wednesday every Wednesday, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, down there at the casino on Delaware Avenue, Rivers Casino. They've got full-time and part-time positions available. So if you want to learn more about roles in security, food and beverage, housekeeping, table games, operations, and their free dealer school, and you want to get on over to the Rivers Casino. It's Walk-In Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 12 noon today. We wanted you to know about that for sure, for sure. And then, of course, you know the big story in the news this morning, and anybody that has loved ones in Florida, if you're in Florida right now listening to WWDB, if you still got power, praise God, you still got power. But Hurricane Milton, it's churning right now this day toward a potentially catastrophic collision along the west coast of Florida, where some residents insisted they would stay after millions were ordered to evacuate and officials warned that stragglers would face grim odds of surviving if they hung in there, certain parts of Florida. But people were determined. They were determined they wanted to stay in there. And so that is what they have done. But we're hearing reports that the travel is already having disruptions as the storm takes aim at Florida's west coast today. The hurricane is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane tonight or early tomorrow morning. Possible record storm surges anticipated in the Tampa area. Flooding is also a risk throughout much of the state. Evacuation orders have been issued in counties along Florida's west coast, including in Charlotte, Citrus, Collier, Hernando, Hillsboro, Lee, Levee, Manatee, Pasco, Pinellas, and Volusia, Florida. And several airports have announced temporary closures ahead of the landfall of Hurricane Milton. And so Tampa International Airport, they are suspending operations beginning at 9 a.m. That was yesterday. And they're going to remain closed to the public until it can assess any damage after the storm, airport officials have said. The St. Pete Clearwater International Airport, just outside of Tampa, they did close at 12:30 yesterday afternoon after its last flight departed, and they will remain closed on today and tomorrow. The airport is in a mandatory evacuation zone and is not a public shelter, airport officials tweeted. Prepare and stay safe. The Sarasota Bradenton International Airport in Sarasota, that closed at 4 p.m. yesterday and will reopen once safe to do so, airport officials have tweeted. Commercial operations will stop at the Orlando Executive Airport. That started at 10 last night, and at the Orlando International Airport, that started at 8 o'clock this morning, airport officials said. Both will remain open as soon as it's safe. They will reopen as soon as it's safe. And while these airports will cease commercial operations, they are not closed to emergency aid and relief flights and will remain open as necessary, airport officials have stated. Commercial operations will resume as soon as possible based on damage assessment. It's now 8:10, exactly 8:10 in the morning here at WWDB AM. We are Talk 860. I am Thera Martin, the host of Inside Scoop here at WWDB. I'm glad to be with you this morning. A little cool outside today, but I love it. This is the perfect weather for me, the fall weather. And the temperature I checked As I was coming up in the elevator, it said 52 degrees. It was like 57 degrees a little earlier this morning, but the temperature dropped and it's going to go back up. We'll give you a full weather forecast before we get out of this hour. But right now on the Inside Scoop, I want to go to my newsmaker line. I have a guest who's joining us. She's turning her camera on as we speak. And we're so glad to have Ms. Warren with us today. She is representing on behalf of Mr. Jerome Shabazz. He is the executive director of the Overbrook Environmental Education Center. He is traveling today. And so we are blessed with the opportunity to talk with Ms. Warren this morning, and she is just a wonderful addition to have on the show today. Ms. Warren, you are with the Education Coordinator for the Overbrook Environmental Education Center, right?
That's correct. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We are glad to have you today, and I am excited about Thriving Community Symposium, promoting sustainable, healthy, and safe environments, coming to Philadelphia next week, October the 17th through the 19th. Before we talk about this amazing symposium that you all are having, give our listening audience a little bit of a feel for what is the Overbrook Environmental Education Center all about?
Sure. Well, the Overbrook Environmental Education Center, or OEEC for short, is a community-based organization located in the Overbrook area of Philadelphia. We are a environmental education and remediation organization. Mm-hmm. We educate the community on environmental hazards, and we also produce programming for the area of remediation of environmental hazards.
And how long has Overbrook Environmental Education Center been around? I know you all are located at 6134 Lancaster Avenue. I know you all sit on 2 acres of land, and you all are doing some amazing work. How long have you been there?
The Overbrook Educational Center has been around for about 30 years.
Okay. That's excellent, and that is impressive, and it's so very important. In the heart of the African-American community, at least I consider 61st and Lancaster largely an African-American community, and we need to have that information about environmental education and what we can do as citizens every day to take care of our environment and be concerned about the sustainability of our nation and greening and cleaning and all of that. It goes hand in hand. So thank God Overbrook Environmental Education Center exists and you all sit right where you sit. Now, tell us about this symposium, Thriving Community Symposium, please.
Yes, Thera. So the Thriving Community Symposium, it is more than just a conference. It's a gathering, or it will be a gathering, of change makers from, like you said, the October 17th until the 19th. Mm-hmm. We are bringing frontline communities and environmental justice experts, along with community-based organizations and government agencies, to Philadelphia to tackle today's most pressing issues, from urban greening to climate resilience. Mm-hmm. It's about grassroots solutions with a real world impact. And the most important piece of the Thriving Community Symposium is the grant educational piece. We will show attendees and organizations how to access funding for their nonprofits. So this symposium is really nonprofit based.
And that's so important. We need nonprofit organizations in the building in full effect. This is such a great opportunity for nonprofits to learn more about the grant process, how to apply for grants that are connected to the environment and making the environment better. So that is what's up. Now, as a part of this 3-day experience, one of the things that participants or some of them will have an opportunity to do should they choose to, you're going to have a little bus tour going on.
Yes, okay. I'd love to talk about some of the highlights of the symposium. Attendees will be able to dive deep into workshops, hands-on workshops, hear from community leaders about transformative projects, even our very own Philadelphia neighborhoods like Strawberry Mansion and Nicetown that are leading the charge in environmental justice. So we're going to start off with a very special welcome and open plenary on Thursday, which will then also include the bus excursion that you're speaking about. This bus excursion will be led by Tonetta Graham from Strawberry Mansion CDC.
My girlfriend.
As well as Majida Rashid.
Yeah, okay. My other girlfriend.
Okay, Majida Rashid from the Nicetown Community Development Corporations. And as you know, I'm pretty sure that these neighborhoods have really exemplify the transformative power of urban greening and cleaning. Some of the bus stops that the attendees will see will be the Discovery Center in Strawberry Mansion, John Coltrane House, Fairmount Park, the Food Forest, the Green Resource Center. And then in Nicetown, attendees will see Futig Farm, Nicetown Sports Court, Mercy Ministries,
yes.
Tree Planting,
yes.
Tioga Hope Park and Garden, just various areas that have demonstrated successful environmental remediation projects. Also on that opening night, we will have a opening reception in Dinosaur Hall. So this symposium will be held at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University, as well as at Moore College of Art and Design. So we're extremely thankful for these organizations to open their doors to us to help us produce such an informative and important gathering. We'll have breakout sessions on Friday and Saturday. We'll have a resource fair on Friday where attendees will be able to engage with over 16 organizations to get resources and information.
Now, that's on Friday or Saturday?
That's on Friday.
Okay.
The resource fair is on Friday, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we have a very special women's plenary on Friday morning. And this will be led by Dr. Jamie Green from the Pennsylvania State Department of Agriculture, Dr. Sean Ross, who is the Executive Director of Health Equity at Independence Blue Cross, Tracy Brand Sanders, who is the VP and Chief Information Security Officer at UGI Corporation, and then Samantha Phillips Beers Esquire, who is of counsel for Steptoe and Johnson. So that is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful plenary directed towards women who are leading the charge in the environmental, climate, health industries. On Saturday, we will have the culmination of the symposium. This will be our first annual or inaugural awards luncheon at the Logan Hotel. So we will be highlighting 10 exceptional leaders within the community, from community leaders to people in academia. So it's going to be a really, really exciting gathering. And for people who are not familiar with environmental justice or climate justice, this is an event that people should really come out to to see. It is the breakout sessions, the resource fair, the plenaries, those are free. There is a charge for the bus tour and the awards luncheon. However, we have stipends and scholarships available to make this accessible for everyone. Right. And this event is for anyone passionate about environmental justice and community development, whether you're leading a local nonprofit, seeking grant opportunities, or simply looking for ways to make your community more sustainable. This symposium,
you should be there or be
really
square.
Is the place to be. Yes, because I don't know when a person will have another chance to get in the room with heavy hitters from the environmental justice movement, particularly, I would say, you know, black people doing the work in mm-hmm. In our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really amazing time.
Well, I am just excited to be able to share this information with the listeners of WWDBAM. We want folks to pack into the Academy of Natural Sciences next week on October 17th, 18th, and 19th and be a part of this event. Folks should RSVP now, even though it's a free, almost everything involved with this symposium is free, but you would like to have a head count so you know what to expect in terms of attendance. So what do people need to do to let you know, I want to be there?
Sure. Thank you so much for highlighting that. That is very important. So although the plenaries and the breakout session and the resource fair and lunch, food, those activities are free. Mm-hmm. We do have, you know, caps on the room numbers, so we have to take a head count. Sure. So we are accepting registration it's a kind of a long web link, but I can say it. It's tinyurl.com. So it's tiyurl.com/thrivingcommunities. Symposium. And I just want to highlight this.
There's no phone number people can call the RSVP? No.
Well, you know what? They can go to events@overbrookcenter.org.
Say that again.
events@overbrookcenter.org. And a team member will get back to you with all of the information that you need. And I do want to highlight something that is really important. The reason why we are having this symposium. This marks the formal introduction of the Greater Philadelphia Hub for the EPA's Thriving Communities Technical Assistance Centers, okay. Or it's called TICTAC for short, mm-hmm. to the public. So the EPA has a funding initiative throughout the country where small organizations have been selected to be hubs for EPA funding. And so this means that local communities will have direct access to resources and expertise mm-hmm. to help them build climate resilient, healthy neighborhoods. This is a exciting step forward for environmental justice, not just in Philly, but nationwide. Okay. So this is the first time that an initiative like this has happened around the country where organizations and nonprofit will have access to technical assistance for if they are in need of any type of resources, funding, support with getting the nonprofit set up, having connections to grant makers, those who are providing the funding. So this is the broader significance of this symposium.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Miss Warren, I thank you. I thank you for making yourself available to us at WWDB today on this program, Inside Scoop. Thank you, Dawn Chavu of Chavu Consulting, for confirming this interview for me. Thank you, Jerome Shabazz, for being my friend for the last 35, 40 years. I've known Jerome Shabazz, and I love the work you all are doing. I love it. And I also appreciate and respect the fact that you all engage young people in a lot of the things that you do at Overbrook Environmental Education Center. I know you work with the students from Overbrook High School and other young people as well. We need that. In the Black community, I'm still concerned that we're not interested enough and not focusing enough about our environment. And so we've got to get up on the bandwagon with everybody else on that. We've got to catch up to speed because the environment is for all of us. And if we've got dirty air, if we've got dirty environment and houses filled with asbestos and all kinds of other things that are not good for us and people who have asthma and whatnot, we've got to be more educated and more proactive to do things to save our environment. So thank God for Overbrook Environmental Education Center. You're going to get us all straight. Final thoughts.
Thank you so much for having me.
it. Final thoughts that you final would leave thoughts. With our audience. Yeah.
Yes. My final thoughts are, please come out. As Thera said, people need to be more engaged in their communities. Environmental justice is not just only about the air that we breathe or the water that we drink. It is everything that goes on in our communities.
Yes.
And this opportunity is really the first opportunity where there is funding for our communities to make them sustainable and healthy. And there's funding for nonprofits. So if you are a nonprofit leader, this is the symposium for you. You will gain so much education. Three areas that we are highlighting are environmental justice, community engagement, and grant support.
All right, now we can't wait to be there and to see all the action as it unfolds next week, October the 17th through the 19th at the Academy of Natural Sciences, Drexel University, downtown Philadelphia, the place to be, October the 17th through the 19th. If you want to know more, you got to be in touch with the Overbrook Environmental Education Center and give us that email address where people can check in and say, I want to come. I want to be there.
Sure. Events, EVENTS. At overbrookcenter.org.
Ms. Warren, you are amazing. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day ahead, and I look forward to meeting you next week in person.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. This is The Inside Scoop here at WWDB. I am your host, Thera Martin. Sheree Darden is the brain person behind this program. She's the executive producer for The Inside Scoop. She's the publisher of The Scoop newspaper, which comes out three times a week. We've got The Scoop YouTube page, and we've got The Scoop phone app for your smartphone. We've got the Scoop website. And every day we try to share information with our community. Like to share a lot of positive news and information, but we'll also tell you the hard news stories as well. Like this one. Philadelphia police investigating after three women were shot on a SEPTA bus. That happened at around 4:30 yesterday at 57th Street and Larchwood Avenue in the city's Cobbs Creek section. Police say a 29-year-old was shot in the buttocks, a 56-year-old was shot in the back, and a 60-year-old suffered a grazed wound to the side of her head. All three are listed as stable at an area hospital. We'll have some other news stories for you coming up in a moment, but first, we've got these important messages. Stay with us right here at WWDB AM. We are Talk 860.
What's the Scoop? It's Scoop USA Media. Whether it's in print, online, or on the radio, get the latest updates in news, community, entertainment, politics, and more. You want to get the inside scoop? Subscribe to Scoop USA by going to scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA. Black owned. Black run. Black excellence. Get scooped. Do you have a community interest story? Tell us about it, and it may be featured in our next Scoop USA article or radio show. Whether it's a personal talent or a community service endeavor, we want to know. Contact us at scoopusamedia.com with your information, and a Scoop USA team member will respond to your inquiry. We are a community that builds from the ground up, and we thank you for being part of our foundation. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
All right, we're back. We're back as we go forward. It's 8:30 in the morning, and in just a second, I'm going to be talking with Jade Lee. She is the co-owner of the Well Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic, and we're going to shine the spotlight on this African-American-owned and operated female-owned successful business that's based actually in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. I keep saying Germantown, but they're in Mount Airy. They're in the 6600 block of Chew Avenue. So we'll talk with successful women business owners momentarily. But first, let me just share this good news story. I think this is a good news story. It's not the story angle on crime that people are used to hearing. The number of homicides in Philadelphia is dropping, right? Last month, the number reached a level the city hasn't seen in nearly a decade. So congratulations, Mayor Sherelle Parker and all of the Stop the Violence organizations. Certainly congratulations to our Philadelphia Police Department for everything you're doing to sort of slow down the stem of violence on our streets. Now, are we perfect? No. Will we ever be perfect? Probably not, because we're a major market city and violence is out there. But things are getting better, and that's a story that needs to be told. It's been found that there were 10 homicides in the city during the month of September of this year. That number is the lowest number of homicides in one month since April 2015, when there were 6 homicides, right? It's encouraging news for people like Michelle Kerr Spray, who's director of programs at Mothers in Charge, which supports family members whose loved ones were victims of homicides. I'm thinking that the work is paying off, she said, of the efforts of many anti-gun violence organizations over the years. And our mayor, Sherelle Parker, well, she agrees. I am encouraged to see those numbers, but in no way, shape, or form should Philadelphia rest on our laurels, said Parker, speaking to Channel 6 News. Homicides have been nearly cut in half, dropping 49% in the last year. That's a huge focus on prevention, intervention, and enforcement, Parker said of the efforts to reduce violence in the city. Police have ramped up their efforts to curb violence. The city is also invested in anti-violence groups like Mothers in Charge, Every Murder is Real, and some others by providing grants of up to $50,000. Organizations like Mothers in Charge, though, want to make sure that even with improved homicide numbers, the funding continues in order to keep a focus on stopping the violence. That's what's up. So we're on the right path, and I certainly hope that we'll continue to be on the right path for stopping violence in Philadelphia. On the WWDB sports page, well, 6 months of success for the Philadelphia Phillies, it could be wiped out. Before the leaves start to turn on the trees, right? With one more loss to the New York Mets, a 95-win regular season could become an afterthought. As a group, this is the closest to death we're ever going to get. So in a way, we should feel the most alive, Nick Castellanos said after last night's 7-2 loss dropped the Phillies into a 2-1 deficit in the best of 5 NL division series. It's just one more time to chill out and leave everything on the field. And however the dice is going to land, it's going to land. Come on, Philadelphia Phillies. We want to see you bring home a win tonight because that means we can still be alive. And the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, they play against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, October the 13th. Game time, 1 p.m. at the Pennsylvania Lincoln Financial Field. I've got my Eagles shirt on already. I'm ready for a good game, and I'm ready for a Philadelphia Eagles. Come on, bring home a win on Sunday. The weather forecast for today, it's sweater weather it is. Our dry streak continues for another sunny day with a high of 70 degrees. A little chill right now, but it's going up to 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and nice with a chill in the air. High of 66 degrees. Holding steady at 54 degrees right now along City Avenue. And guess what? It's just in time for us to go to our newsmaker line by way of Zoom. We're going to see and hear. Jade Lee is my other guest on the line as well. All right, both of my guest newsmakers are now on the line. So we've got Jade Lee and we've got Hafisa Salam. They are the co-owners, proud co-owners of the Wellness Medical Weight Loss Clinic. It's located in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia, right there at 66 and Chew Avenue. Good morning to both you ladies. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
I see you there. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're able to join us this morning on WWDBAM. We wanted to talk about weight loss a little bit, medical weight loss, because it's a subject that's out there. It's a very popular subject that's out there right now. Folks are looking at people like an Oprah Winfrey, and they're like, wow, she looks great. She lost a lot of weight. And so many other celebrity types, as well as everyday people like me who have discovered professionals like you to help us lose weight. Some people just can't do it all by themselves. Some people don't seem to get the results when they just do the old school way of, let me exercise 3 times a day and let me just only eat salads and fruit and nothing else. And then they still don't lose weight and they're depressed and they're upset. They need help. I know I needed help. And so when my daughter discovered the WellZone Medical Weight Loss Clinic, and she said, Mom, these ladies are a blessing over here. I said, let me come check them out. And I have not been disappointed. Let's start with you, Jade, if you will. Tell us about how this medical weight loss clinic that you and your partner, Hafisa Salam, have started. Tell us how long have you been in business and what inspired you to go into the weight loss business?
Well, we've been in business. We're approaching 6 years. On December 5th of this year, we'll be in operation for 6 years. We are both nurse practitioners, so we bring the medical perspective to mm-hmm. obesity management. Mm-hmm. And we know obesity is an epidemic. It needs to be treated just like any other chronic illness.
Mm-hmm. But now both,
and that's what we're doing.
Both you and your partner, you all are licensed nurse practitioners. Both of you earned your master's degrees from LaSalle University. Hafisa, so when you all had, you had the medical background, you were nurses, you graduated from Temple University first, both of you, and that's where you two ladies met. Talk about that piece of the connection to the WellZone Medical Weight Loss Clinic, Hafisa.
Yes. I'm sorry. Did you speak of our undergrad training at Temple?
Yeah. Talk about that. And then, you know, the decision to open up a business together.
Okay. Well, we both met at Temple University and we had some things, some commonalities, which caused us to really unite and try to push forward. We were young mothers trying to figure out how to get through a degree program that was very challenging. We both became nurses. We went on to mm-hmm. practice in hospital settings, community settings.
Yes.
And we decided that we wanted to go on to further our education and decided on LaSalle University. After graduating from LaSalle, we both had pretty large families, and I wanted to be more present in the home. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Jade can speak on her reasonings for wanting to further education as well.
Yes.
But we decided that we wanted to make a difference. We wanted to be impactful. We wanted to do something that hadn't wasn't done. We were the first Black-owned women nurse practitioner owners of a medical clinic.
In Philadelphia or in Pennsylvania? The first Black owners?
In Philadelphia.
Okay. I love it. I love it. You all are some kind of special. Yeah. But to have a vision and then to speak it into reality is super amazing to me. And it speaks to me the kind of strength and faith and fortitude that both of you ladies had to say, we're going to do this. And you didn't let nothing stop you from making it happen. So, Jay, talk a little bit more. Okay. Go ahead, Hafisa.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, and then we'll go back to Jay.
No problem. I was just saying that once you have a vision, and you just have the determination and drive to see it through. Mm-hmm. I think once we saw what the destination was, we put our foot on the gas and we didn't let up.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe sometimes when you do have other elements that are trying to take away from what you're trying to do, it forced us to be even more of a mightier strength. Mm-hmm. We knew, you know, the communities we come from, and we wanted to see the change in these communities. We know that the mortality rates are high, and mm-hmm. a lot of it is owed to simply chronic conditions that are sprung forth from obesity. So, you know, we had to be the change. We started mm-hmm. something, and that's something we never thought that we would have over 2,000 clients that we have come to love as family and as supportive.
That's awesome.
as we are their medical care and their personal concerns, we get the same back from them. They drive us to be better.
That's fantastic. Now, I know that you have more than one location because you've been growing. So it's not just one location in town where Philadelphians can come or people from out of town can come into Philly if you want to see our outstanding nurse practitioners, the proud owners of the Well Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic. Yes, yes, yes. Give us the other locations. We've got Chew Avenue, 6634 Chew Avenue, right?
6643 Chew Avenue. That's in the Mount Airy section of the city. Okay. And then we also are located in King of Prussia, 170 North Henderson Road. Mm-hmm. And then we're in Philly, in the Fishtown section of the city on 2418 East York Street as well.
I love
three locations. So just us two doing it all.
And so both of you, and I've had an opportunity, I've been blessed to interview you all before. And so I know that you both said that after you had experiences with the weight loss opportunity, you both said, I like this. I like what I'm doing with weight loss. I'm helping to change people's lives and really helping to save people's lives, because obesity and being overweight leads to all other kinds of health challenges. And so I know for me, I speak for myself, arthritis was kicking my butt a year or so ago. And when my daughter told me, Mom, you got to get over there to the Well Zone. You got to get to the Well Zone. And I listened to her and I came to you all. That was the beginning of a change in my life. It's a lifestyle change. It's a mindset change. And I just feel like I'm under the best care every time I walk through the doors of the Well Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic. Yes, yes, yes. Tell our listening audience, I don't know which one of you ladies want to do it. One of you, tell them about the actual diet, because we people like me who come to you, we get a shot. We get a shot in our arm every week, once a week. We get weighed in. You check our blood pressure. You make for sure that our regular health signs are all good. You don't just, you know, give somebody medication. You got to know about them. You do all the proper steps because you're trained in that line. And so you know what you're doing. But to talk a little bit about trazepazide, is that how I pronounce it?
Yes, okay. You're correct. So the GLP-1 receptor agonists are very popular right now. And the meds that fall under that category are semaglutide and tirzepatide. So those are very popular. So we do have a large number of clients receiving those medications. You receive an injection subcutaneously once weekly. We do have clients come in weekly to see us to get the injection, but for also the accountability to weigh in, to fellowship, to let us know their behaviors over the past week and what they've been experiencing. And like you said, do you get a blood pressure? We review nutrition counseling, fitness counseling.
And what you've been eating this past week.
and we go through that dietary history.
Yes, yes.
We do have other treatment modalities as well. We have oral medications. We have herbal supplements. We partner with a holistic specialist that makes juices that contain all sorts of supplements that help with diet, with blood pressure, with nutrition and digestion, digestion, weight loss overall. So we do have an array of treatment modalities that we utilize to assist with obesity management.
The other thing that I want to say, and this is so important, everybody is different. Everybody's body is different. The speed in which Jane lose weight might be different than the speed in which Danielle or Thera or Mary loses weight. And so what I say to people when I'm talking about the Well Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic, I say to them, you know, everybody is different. So you might not lose weight at the same speed that I did or didn't do. I know when my daughter first started, in that first 7 days, she lost 13 pounds in the first 7 days. Well, when I started, for the first 3 weeks when I came in and you all weighed me, my scale stayed exactly the same. My weight stayed the same. But I didn't get scared or worried at all. I knew it was going to work, because from the first visit, a week in, when I went in to get weighed, even though the scale was the same, my pants were looser. I noticed a difference like within days after starting on this diet. And so by the third week, I got weighed in, and I had lost about 10 pounds. And then every time after that, almost every time I go in to get weighed once a week, I've lost 3 pounds or 4 pounds. Now, there have been some times, like I said, when I didn't lose anything. But then if I'm honest and tell Jade or tell Hafisa, well, actually, I didn't do so good this week. I kind of cheated. I ate some donuts, and I ate, you know, some potato chips with a cheese steak with all that bread. No, I'm not supposed to eat that stuff. But when you behave and do what Jade Lee and what Hafisa Salam tell you to do, you're getting your shot. Drink water. You got to drink, you know, 6-7 glasses of water a day. And if you do a little exercise too, you will be well on the way to slimming down, to losing weight. The diet works. Now, it'll work for you without doing the exercise. But just think, if you do the exercise, which both of these professional nurse practitioners recommend you do, you can do even better with your weight loss journey. And then all along the way, every time we come in, patients like me, you're training us, you're talking to us, you're mentoring us and telling us about lifestyle changes and behaving ourselves and not eating them snacks late at night and crazy stuff like that. And the weight starts falling off. I've lost somewhere near 35 pounds now, and I've been working seriously at this since April of 2024. So we're into the month of October now. And, oh, yeah, I feel so much better. I was walking with a cane this time last year. A cane, because both knees were giving me so much trouble with arthritis and what have you. But once I came to you all and started behaving myself and started losing some of that weight, got some of that weight off of these knees, now I feel like I can kick my legs up. I threw that cane down. It's over in the corner. It's got a lot of dust on it. I'm not even thinking about that cane, right? That's because of you, ladies. So you all gave me a new lease on life, and I just feel like I can start over. Why not? Jade, what else would you want to add to this conversation about weight loss and people coming in and you meeting with them, both of you meeting with your clients, your patients, and finding out which medication works best for them? Because there are two main medications that you all are using right now that are in the shot form. And so how do you know which one to try on a patient?
I think every patient, we provide individualized care, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we provide an assessment in the very beginning where we're reviewing your medical history, your weight loss history, what may or may not have worked in the past, so that we can devise a plan that works specifically for you. Mm-hmm. And nothing is foolproof. So I always say, give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. You may go home and a lot of what you spoke of, if anything were to happen where you don't like the treatment plan that we chose for whatever reason, mm-hmm. it's not cookie cutter. We have other options.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes patience. Mm-hmm. And some of what you spoke of was the behavior change. The choosing the right foods at night, the choosing the right foods to eat throughout the day and not eating late at night. And if any of this happened overnight, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. These changes take time.
Yes.
Mindset changes take time, mm-hmm. behavioral changes mm-hmm. take time. So we stress that. And I also just want to stress that not only are we a weight loss clinic, we are a culture of wellness.
Yes.
We are a community mm-hmm. of families and practitioners who come together to help change lives overall. Yes. We, anytime in our lobby, you'll find men, women mm-hmm. having conversations about lifestyle, about sports, yes. about meals, about fitness, what have you.
We have some good conversations in your lobby.
In that way.
We have yes. some great conversations in your lobby. And at the end of the day, it is all about caring about each other and supporting each other. So while there may be two or three of us sitting in the lobby and you have a patient in the back room, and so we talk to each other and encourage each other. How are you doing with your diet? How are you doing? And are you doing any extra things, exercising, walking, that kind of thing? And so I've made some new friendships. tips by coming into your office as well. So all of that is positive and good. Very professional office, very clean, very welcoming. Young lady at the front desk, and you have two women that work at the front desk, and both of them are dynamite and make you feel special every time you walk in the door. So Hafisa, what final thoughts would you leave with our listening and viewing audience today on WWDB about the Well Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic?
I would say, honestly, sometimes just having trust, in Well Zone. And I think it's a genuine feeling when you come into the Well Zone and you speak to either Jade or myself, that we're coming from a place of care and concern. And you, sometimes you just have to relinquish fear and hand the hand the keys to the car over. And let someone help you drive through this process and just know, like, maybe, week one, week two, the progress may not feel like it's progress, but just by trusting the process, by week three, I'm most certain that there's a change, even if it's just a behavioral change that comes about. We're one step closer to our journey to, to the goal.
Well, I have several friends, more than several friends, that are overweight. And it's a, you know, weight is a touchy kind of subject. And you never want to, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I ain't trying to offend anybody. But there's certain people that I just love them so much. I care about them. And I want them to be healthy. I want them to be all right. And if I see them at 250 pounds and 300 pounds and over 300 pounds, I want them to do something about it. So very tentatively, certain people you know, I took a picture of your business card, both sides, and then I text it to them, and I give them my testimony, because I am not a selfish person. I feel better. I know I look better, and I want my friends to feel better and look better, too. I want my friends to be around for a long time. I'm an old lady. I'm 66 years old. But some of the people that I'm talking about right now who are overweight, they're in their early 40s. They're in their 30s. And I want them to get it together so that they will be here for the next 35, 40 years to take care of their families and what have you. So I'd be encouraging people. You better check out the Well Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic and check them out today. So, Jade, please give a phone number, give the website. How can people find you?
Sure, definitely. So our phone number is 833-WELZONE, 833-935-9663. Our website, where you can find all of our information and book an appointment, is www.wellzonemedicalweightloss.com.
I love both you ladies. I have great respect for you. And when we walk in the door, we always feel like we're respected. It is a no judgment zone, a no shame zone. And even when you have some weeks where maybe you cheated a little bit and you didn't lose the weight that you thought you were going to lose, you all don't beat us up when we come in there. You just tell us you got to do better next week, all right? Do a reset, as you said, Hafisa. Do a reset, right?
Yes. And that's the thing, life is going to happen. It's how we deal with life. And we definitely understand that stressful events can precipitate some not so healthy eating habits. But sometimes just speaking with us, it is a therapy session. It is something you just need to get off your chest, renew your spirit, and start new. You know, we love what we do.
I can tell.
That anybody that. Wonderful.
We can tell that both of you love what you do. It shines through with all your actions, with all of your words. You don't just talk about it. You are about it at the Well Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic. Jay, give us that golden phone number one more time.
833-WELZONE.
All right. That's what's up, ladies. Thank you for joining us. And I know how busy you are. Your schedule's so demanding. Three locations, two nurse practitioners doing their thing. So very proud of you. A successful African-American-owned, woman-owned business in Philadelphia. Have a great day ahead, ladies. Can't wait to see you again.
You too. You
all right.
Well.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. You all take care, too. It is Minority Enterprise Development Week, and all across the nation, people are celebrating African-American-owned and operated businesses. And so today, we have shined the spotlight on the Well-Zone Medical Weight Loss Clinic, and we're glad to be able to do that. Jade Lee and Hafisa Salam, two dynamite ladies, and I am just so glad and proud to say I know them both, and I think they're doing a marvelous job. That just about wraps it up for me and this Wednesday edition of the Inside Scoop. Sheree Darden, hey, what's up, Sheree? Shouting you out today. And to each and every one of you, be safe out there. Have a great day ahead. I'm on my way to a press conference in North Philadelphia, 2221 Venango Street at Uplift Solutions Incorporated. Somebody told me the mayor gonna be over there today. They're opening up a City of Philadelphia Resource Center. I'm gonna be there to check it out. Have a great day, everybody. And remember, life is so very fragile. Handle it with prayer. Bye-bye.